You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It is The Breakfast Show here with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. And it is Friday, so what do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? Yes, thank God it's Friday. Don't know what about this week. Friday seems to be coming for the last 3 days, and it's only just arrived. It is the 10th of March, and we've just got one birthday, not so many sort of good ones for today. We've got Alfred H. Pete. He was born on this day, going back to 1920. He was a Dutch-American entrepreneur and the founder of Pete's Coffee and Tea. This was in Berkeley in California back in 1966. He is most famous for introducing custom coffee roasting up there in the United States.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Never mind the stars in the sky. Never mind the when and the why. Got a feeling higher than high. This is the real thing.
Been too long.
That's the real thing coming from Lisa Stansfield. That is the Touch Mix, by the way. And I was just thinking, actually, not a bad intro into this morning's program, was it? With our friend Alfred H. Peat, spelled PWT, 1920. Say, famous for introducing custom coffee roasting to the United States. See? Coffee. Breakfast Show. Never forget, though.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
and that's what it's called. Paul Davis there in 65, but Love Affair. Right, keep an eye on the time. We're 15 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, so that means only one thing. Yes, it is Friday. Long shower today, isn't it? Yes, because it is the weekend. Don't overdo it. So there, what have I got in the shower for you this morning? How about the London boys? Dancing. It's called Dance, Dance, Dance. There we go. Yes, that's a good one for the shower, isn't it? Got you going. Dance, dance, dance from the London boys. And time to get you out of the shower for this morning to make yourself off, get off to where it is you're going today. Hopefully in a good mood. We're here till 10 o'clock trying to do exactly that, keep you in a good mood for the rest of your journey to work, or as I say, wherever it is that you're going. 20 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Bottom of the hour, as always, so we're going to be taking a look at some of the international news headlines for today and some of the business news. And we're going to have to find some good news stories for today. A little bit of antidepressant, I think. But as I say, great music as well, taking it right through until 10 o'clock. Started off this morning, didn't we? Lisa Stansfield singing The Real Thing, and well, that is The Real Thing. That's the name of the band, and You to Me Are Everything. We're coming to 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and just looking, we've got good morning to Paul Dixon over in the UK. He was with us bright and early this morning and sent us a couple of articles over. We'll take a look at those a bit later on. To Mary Lou, good morning to you. And, of course, over there in Athens, in Greece, let's say a very good Friday morning hello to Renee and Rick. Now, let's see, because I've got this lovely... Renee has sent me pictures here of fresh peas in the pot, and... It sort of reminded me, because I used to love fresh peas in a pod. And it says, hey, good morning, happy Friday, is what she says this morning. Good morning, happy Friday. And she says, here we go, I bought some fresh pea pods yesterday and was very pleasantly surprised. I wonder why. Tossed some in our salad last night, but wow, they are so delicious, just fresh out of the pod. It's going to be my new late afternoon snack. Low calories and healthy. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I always remember as a kid, you know, we used to pick them because my great uncle used to grow them in the garden, bring them in, and just pull them out of the pot. Absolutely delicious. Fresh, as you say. sent me some nice pictures also here of a bee on the flowers. Lovely. You must be having a nice time over there, really. Getting into all sorts of things, aren't you? By the way, talking about peas, ever heard that expression? Like two peas in a pod? It's when two people are very, very much alike in, could be in what they do or how they look, or perhaps they're not twins, but they're you know, brother and sister. So, oh, look, they look like two peas in a pod. Just thought I'd throw that in. So, some interesting information for you here this morning. So there you are. Thanks for that, Renee. I'm going to come back to your other story a little bit later on, which I haven't read yet, but to me it sounds pretty gross. So we'll be taking a look at that. It is Friday, by the way. So tonight, time to go out and have a little bit of nightlife. This is Alicia Bridges. I love the nightlife.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. 4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's Breakfast Show is 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Looking at some of the international news and business news for this Friday morning, 8 people were killed in a shooting at a Jehovah's Witness place of worship in the German city of Hamburg, and the gunman was among the dead, police said on Friday. Police received a call soon after 9 p.m. on Thursday, and officers arrived at the scene to find several people seriously injured and some dead. And then they heard a shot from above, and they went upstairs and found one further person, said a police spokesperson. Ukraine has decided to fight on in the ruined city of Bakhmut because the battle there is pinning down Russia's best units and degrading them ahead of a planned Ukrainian spring counteroffensive, an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky has said. The comments, Mykhailo Podolyak, were the latest signal of a shift by Kiev this week to continue the defense of the small eastern city, the site of the war's bloodiest battle, as Moscow tries to secure its first victory in more than half a year. Suspected drug cartel members on Thursday handed over the 5 purported henchmen as a would-be apology for the abduction of 4 Americans in the border city of Matamoros, according to media and a source familiar with the investigation. 2 of the Americans and a Mexican woman died after gunmen opened fire on the U.S. citizens shortly after their arrival in Matamoros on Friday last. The 4 Americans were found on Monday on the edge of the city, by which time 2 of them were dead. Xi Jinping secured a precedent-breaking third term as President of China on Friday, during a parliamentary session in which he tightened his control of the world's second-largest economy as it emerges from a COVID slump and diplomatic challenges mount. Nearly 3,000 members of China's rubber-stamp parliament, the National People's Congress, voted unanimously in the Great Hall of the People for the 69-year-old Xi in an election in which there was no other candidate. And Georgia's parliament on Friday dropped plans for a foreign agents bill that had triggered a political crisis and threatened to derail the country's bid for closer ties with Europe. Lawmakers voted against the legislation in the second reading on Friday after the ruling Georgian Dream Party pulled its support for the bill. A judge in Peru extended ex-president Pedro Castillo's pretrial detention from 36 months up to 18 months. Up from 18 months, so 36 months now, up from 18 months. This was on Thursday, following the former leader's ouster and jailing for illegally attempting to dissolve Congress in December. The 3-year detention ruling is related to accusations of organized crime, influence peddling, and being an accomplice to collusion committed during Castillo's turbulent 17-month stint in office. The European bank shares tumbled on Friday. This is in the wake of a dramatic sell-off in U.S. bank stocks amid spreading jitters about the sector's vulnerability to the rising cost of money. The global rout in bank stocks was prompted by Silicon Valley Bank, a major banking partner for the U.S. tech sector, being forced to raise fresh capital after losing $1.8 billion selling a package of bonds to meet depositor demands for cash. Neil Wilson, chief market analyst at Markets.com, said that the episode could be the straw that breaks the camel's back for banks after worries about ever higher interest rates and a fragile U.S. economy. Europe stocks banking index fell more than 4% and was set for its biggest one-day slide since early June, with declines for most major lenders, including HSBC, down 4.5%, and Deutsche Bank down 7.9%. Oil fell for a fourth session on Friday, heading for its biggest weekly loss in 5 weeks. This is on worries about the prospect of steep interest rate hikes in the United States hitting fuel demand. Brent dipped 41 cents or 0.5% to $81.18 a barrel. That was by 8:52 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was down 56 cents or 0.7% at $75.16. Children returning to school after an illness ravaged December provided an unexpected one-off boost to Britain's economy in January, when growth in output exceeded forecast data showed on Friday. The Office for National Statistics said that Britain's economy expanded 0.3% month-on-month after a drop of 0.5% in December, a reading that is likely to further allay recession fears, at least in the short term. Meta Platforms Inc. Is exploring a standalone decentralized social network for sharing text updates, a company spokesman said on Friday, in what could be a direct competitor to billionaire Elon Musk's Twitter Inc. We're exploring standalone decentralized social network for sharing text updates. We believe there's an opportunity for a separate space where creators and public figures can share timely updates about their interests, a Meta spokesperson told Reuters in an emailed statement. And there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of the international news headlines and also some of the business news there for you as well. Right. I'm going to have to go off and rummage around for some good news stories, aren't I? What I call our antidepressants.
Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay. Bad. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire, love with tongues of fire. Purge the soul, make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Like an energy rushing inside of me.
Power of Love was the first of those two. And that was Frankie Goes to Hollywood. And following on there, Boney M and Rivers of Babylon. Now, Renee comes back and said, hey, my story. I told you she sent me another little story. She said my story could be counted as good news. Well, let's find out, shall we? Put your hands up, those that like ranch dressing on their salad. Uh-huh. Okay, there's a few of you out there. This is a little article she sent me. It says, on Thursday, Hidden Valley unveiled a new collaboration with Brooklyn-based ice cream parlor Van Leeuwen. Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream will be sold at selective Walmart stores across the country from March the 20th to the 28th of May. Well, there you are, Walmart. Says a lot, really, doesn't it? The limited edition pints promise to deliver the savoury flavours of ranch, including buttermilk, flavourful herbs, and a touch of sweetness, according to a release. So, how does it actually taste? People got a sneak peek of the unexpected frozen dessert, and the experience was a wild ride for our senses. The smell is initially off-putting. There's a surprise. Now, who's expecting onion in their ice cream after all? But our testers, even those who don't love ranch in its traditional form, agreed the taste was better than we expected. The first savoury bite was followed by a subtle sweet note and a creamy texture. Is quite nice. Now, while you won't catch us eating an entire bowl of ranch ice cream, it was made 10 times more enjoyable when dipping with pretzels. Oh, gosh, what next? Ranch lovers won't be disappointed. We're so excited to debut this new series of flavours and unveil what is possibly the most surprising ice cream yet, said Ben Van Leeuwen, co-founder and CEO of Van Leeuwen Ice Cream. We have done some creative collaborations and can't wait for Walmart shoppers to try this new and exciting flavour along with our other spring specials. I wonder if that spring is in spring onions. Thank you for that one. It is rather amusing, isn't it? I tell you what, here's a little question for you, you listeners out there. Make a note of our WhatsApp number, which is 677-18822. 677-18822. That's one of the ways that you can listen to us, of course, by the way. But that one, you can keep in touch with us. You can drop us a little note. 677-18822. What I want you to do is tell me what you consider would be the most gross flavour ice cream. The most gross flavoured ice cream. There we go. Now, here's something for you. Whenever I, because when I was a kid, in my sort of teens, I was a big Beatles fan. But as I've got older, quite a bit, I've sort of gone right over to the Rolling Stones. I don't play many Beatles songs, but I do play quite a few Rolling Stones because their music to me seemed to be, you know, much more mature, much deeper. And if ever I want to be reminded of that, it's this track I'm going to play now. What I want you to do, if you're in the car, listening, or at home, whatever, turn up the volume a bit. Go on, a little bit more. Because this is the Rolling Stones and Doom and Gloom. there we go. See what I mean? What a track is that? Doom and Gloom from the Rolling Stones. I even turned my headphone volume up for that one. Now, here's a little story that came in from Paul Dixon over there in South London this morning. And this could be good news, depending how you look at it. Women will soon be allowed to swim topless. This is in Berlin's public swimming pools after a ruling by the city's authorities. It comes after a woman who was thrown out of an open-air pool for sunbathing topless took legal action. A second woman said that she was told to cover up while at an indoor pool in December. Now, authorities agreed that they had been victims of discrimination and said that all visitors to Berlin's pools were now entitled to go topless. The decision will be welcomed by those here who champion what's known as free body culture. There, read that, makes a bit more sense. Foreign visitors to Germany are often surprised and sometimes downright disconcerted by the sight of naked Germans frolicking in its lakes, snoring on its parks, or sweating in its saunas. But this is a country which considers public nudity in some settings to be both appropriate and to be healthy. The issue of whether and to what degree that is permissible at municipal swimming pools has plagued many local authorities. Last summer, Göttingen in Lower Saxony and Siegen in North Rhine-Westphalia allowed women to swim topless. Berlin swimming pool operator, the Berliner BBB is what it's called, which is just as well, has not actually changed its rules, which insists that a bathing costume covers the genitalia. Right. So there we go. Some hope there then. I mean, but of course the thing is, it's us that has an issue, doesn't it, really, with sort of nudity. This is the way we're made. Why are we sort of so fussy about it, I suppose? Well, I am. I mean, when you get to my age, and a bit of gravity takes over, do not relish the idea of wandering around naked. Which brings me to Ashti. Good morning to Ashti. Ashti says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a whole weekend. Hot as in requesting. And he requested this song. If you want to hold on to your ding-a-lings. It comes from Chuck Berry, of course.
With me. Everybody sings this one. I want to hear everybody join in. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody singing. Got to tell you, it's a little jerk right there, a little jerk in it right there. Can't do without that jerk. Yeah, when I started grammar school, I used to stop off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, I'd take out my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing. I wanna play my ding-a-ling-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. I wanna play my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Here come that jerk again. Does something good to you. Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty had an awful fall. When they went to tell the king, caught him playing with his ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. Come on now, everybody sing. Yeah.
Sunday school tried to teach me the golden rule, but every time the choir would sing, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling, oh my ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling, I wanna play with my ding-a-ling, my ding, that's right, my ding-a-ling, I wanna play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. You know, I didn't hear everybody singing. Everybody joins in on that chorus.
Oh, there we are, My Ding-a-ling, a novelty song written and recorded by Dave Bartholomew originally. It was covered there by Chuck Berry, that was in 1972, became his only number one Billboard 100 single in the United States. Later that year, in a much, much longer unedited form, it was included on the album, The London Chuck Berry Sessions. Guitarist Ronnie McIntyre and drummer Robbie McIntosh, who later that year went on to form the Average White Band, by the way, played on the single along with Nick Potter of Van de Graaff Generator on bass. I don't see it mentioned here, so I haven't sort of checked up on everything, but I'm pretty sure that the BBC back in those days would certainly not have played that one.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Show with Jerry D.
There we go, two in a row, bring us in to this part of the program, our second hour, and our musical segment. I tell you what, we're going to be checking on with Ingrid in just a minute. Just to tell you what those two are, we started off with Friendly Fire, that came from Claire, and the unmistakable voice there, well, if you know her anyway, Shirley Bassey, and all she wants is an apartment. Not much, really. Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show, let's see if we can find... What's her name?
Good morning,
Ingrid.
Denima. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here, baby. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Let's get started. Let's talk about what I'm going to do today. I'm sorry to monopolize your time, but I'm going to travel. So let's talk about the beauty of travel. It is, let's talk about it from the beginning. It constantly teaches you new things. Let's understand this, okay? Let's dig in. Once you start traveling, it's hard to stop and hard to go without. For all of those who cannot travel internationally, here is a curated collection of the top 100, I think I'll only do 20, intriguing and obscure travel facts, guaranteed to teach you a few new things and perhaps even inspire you to add some new destinations to your bucket list. Number one, Studies show that the money spent on travel makes you happier than the money spent on material goods, proving once and for all travel is the only thing you can buy that makes you richer. They said that money couldn't make you happy. Now you know it can. Number two, during flights, the pilots often enjoy a first-class meal while the co-pilot eats economy. Just in case one causes food poisoning, the other one won't catch it. Number three, did you know? In 1987, American Airlines removed one olive from each salad served in first class. And do you know they saved over $40,000? That's a lot of olives. Man, they must have had their... I'm a big olive eater. I like that. Number four, only three countries in the world currently protect more than 50% of their land in national parks, okay? Natural reserves, wildlife refuges, that's New Caledonia, about 54.4, Venezuela, 54.1, and Slovenia, 53.6. If you didn't travel, you wouldn't know that. Those are countries to go see some good old-fashioned nature. Number five, there is a town called Effing in Austria. And locals did not realize that the English meaning of effing until World War II. However, it was only with the invention of social media that tourists began flocking to this small little town of 106 people for photos with the effing sign. So many people used to steal these signs that the city had to replace them with thief-proof in signs. On January 1st of 2021, the town officially changed its name to Fudging, which is actually how you pronounce, you know what, in the local dialect in the first place. Imagine that, a town called Effin. Yep. So they had to change their name to Fugging. Who knew? You won't know unless you travel. Number six, the tiny Pacific Ocean nation of Tuvalu takes a large chunk of its income by leasing out its name to .tv. Domain. Imagine that. They make money from their... Never mind. Okay. Number seven, Pan American Highway, the world's longest motorable road, has a length of 30,000 miles. We know because it stretches from Canada all the way down to South America. We also know that once you hit Darien, you got to take a ferry to get over to Colombia because there's no road through the jungle. So you kind of have to detour just a little. Number nine, Norway is home to not just one village named Ach. It's also got a city and travel, geographically travel, but a total of five named Ach. Oh, don't try to pronounce that unless you have liquid in your mouth. Yeah, okay. Number 10. Travel has proven to increase creativity. That's true. The more you travel, the more your brain starts to think and all them juices get a flow. And the next thing you know, you be creating all kinds of stuff. Did you know that the Cessna, the 172, is the single most produced aircraft in history? Over 44,000 have been produced since 1956. That's an average of two per day for 64 years and counting. They keep making them. Did you know that the world's shortest commercial flight is just over 1 minute long? Or as short as 47 seconds, if the wind is on your side. It's between two Scottish islands. Yeah, aye, laddie, there are two Scottish islands. First-time flyers receive a Guinness World Records certificate with their name on it. Yeah, they're flying between two islands. Name that, shorter than cooking an egg. Did you know that the world's shortest international commercial flight is the 10-minute flight from Sint Maarten, the Dutch Caribbean, to Aniguilla, the British Overseas Territory? And the second shortest international commercial flight is the 15-minute flight from Sint Maarten, the Dutch's Caribbean, to St. Barth's, the French Overseas Collectivity. Wow, all that flying and you didn't know. I bet they have to check your passport. Yes, they will. Did you know that the world's longest flight is the 18-hour, 16,000 kilometers, or 9,000 miles, flight from Singapore to Newark, New Jersey? Singapore Airlines flights first began in 2004, but were suspended March 24th in 2020 as a result of COVID, you know, the pandemic. And we don't know if they're going to resume yet or not. Did you know Qantas was testing out a record-breaking new 19-hour flight from Sydney to New York and London before the pandemic broke out? It's hard to know if that's going to go back anytime soon. Did you know that the rear section of an airplane has the bumpiest ride because that's where the turbulence has the greatest effect? However, in the unlikely event of a crash, she says that before she travels, passengers in the rear section have the greatest chance of surviving. Did you know jet lag feels worse when you travel from west to east? This is because it's easier for the body to adjust to longer days, i.e. flying east to west, than it is for shorter days, according to recent research. Plus, they also tell me that drinking on the airplane, drinking alcoholic beverages, isn't a good thing to do. I'll tell you what, I'll find out and let you know. I'll do my own little bit of research tomorrow, because my flight's at 6:45 p.m. I have me some dinner, and then I start drinking, because it's a 10-hour flight one way. Oop, I just gave a clue. Toucan International Airport in Panama City, Panama, yes, we all know where it is, has the least number of canceled flights of any airport in the world. In the world! With a cancellation rate of just 0.07, that's before COVID. We are very proud of our Copa flights and our Tocumen Airport. Yep, we made it in the Freaky Friday fun facts. Did you know Marmite was the number one most confiscated food brand at airports in the United Kingdom, meaning it was the one most people stole? Ah, don't tell anybody. They were light fingers. To overcome this issue, the British Airways and the Marmite teamed up to make a smaller jar of 70 gram of Marmite for travelers that were only sold to passengers on board flights. Why would anyone want to eat Marmite? Ugh, Jerry, please explain this to me. I'm just not a big fan. Just not a big fan. Okay. During a normal flight, the temperature outside the airplane is about minus 60 Fahrenheit. That's about minus 51 Celsius. That is colder than almost anywhere on Earth at any given moment of the year. The scientific explanation, it's cold outside, baby, it's cold outside. All right, and the last little bit of world facts for you, the world's busiest airport for 22 years straight was Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in Atlanta, Georgia, United States, until now. According to the official numbers released by the Airport Council International, ACI, in late April of 2021, the world's busiest airport for 2020 was Guanghao's Baiyun International Airport in China. Yeah, it's because everyone's trying to get their buns out of China because it was scary with COVID. Oh, no, can't be doing that. So, yeah, it became one of the, it's got the biggest population, so it only makes sense. So, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts for traveling. Next week, Monday, I will be giving you something. Well, I'll give you a little 2 minutes, something over the radio of where I am, telling you what I'm seeing, and try to guess where I am. By the end of the week, if you haven't guessed, I'm going to try, if Jerry can keep a track of anybody who guesses where I am, I'm going to try to bring home some little tchotchkes or nicky-nackies for the people who got it right. So let's see who can get it right. All right, until then, I am out cold. I'm going to be drinking right away from, 6:45 tonight until, I don't know, when I land and then change planes and go some more. And then I arrive and then I'm going to sleep and then I'm going to go to work. All right, you all be safe and wishing me a safe travel. And I hope you all are having a great weekend. And back to you in the studio.
On the coast, riding like the wind and racing the moon. Shadows on the road, dancing and weaving like a crazy fool. A horseman is coming, deaf in his heart for a rendezvous. And where the traveler goes, nobody knows. Where the traveler goes, nobody knows. A candle in the night, fear on every face when he goes inside.
Maybe he's on the right.
Get back from the bar, a stranger in town is a dangerous sight.
Maybe he's got a gun.
Bring a bottle of whiskey, landlord, I want to talk for a while. Where the traveler goes, a cold wind blows. Where the traveler goes, a cold wind blows.
There is something in his eyes, something in his hands. You can almost smell his revenge. And whoever he is after, it will be disaster. This man is
ramble, staring at a face he'd seen somewhere before.
You laid him in the ground.
Suddenly remembered a killing, yes, a murder many years before.
"'Twas you that shot him down."
He said to a boy, "Saddle me the black, I'll meet you down below." With this man I must talk, with this traveler I'll go. With this man I must talk, yes, with him I must go. There is something in his eyes, something in his hands. I can almost smell his revenge. And it's me that he's after. If we'll be disaster, this man is gonna take me to the very end. And they were never seen
again. And there we go, Chris de Burgh and the Traveller, which is what Ingrid is going to be. And she leaves this evening. A great adventure. It's always an adventure. It's another thing, isn't it? Travelling is such an adventure. And it does broaden horizons. I think one of the best things that ever happened to me was that, you know, when I joined the Air Force back in 19... Never mind. Of course, we travelled. I was stationed in the Middle East. I was stationed in the... in the Far East and numerous other places as well. That was a great, you know, when you, the age I was then, sort of 16, 17, 18, 19, what an experience it was. And also, when I got into broking and trading in the City of London, that entailed a lot of travel as well. I remember we used to actually travel from London to New York. To go to a party that one of the brokers was having over there. Well, those were the days. Mind you, we used to know all our customers as well, which is, you know, because we didn't have cell phones. We had to send telexes and write letters and things like that. It's all very exciting. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. And she says here, by the way, that's exactly what I do if I have to get on an aeroplane and drink until I get to my destination. If it's a long flight, that's going to be fun. Anyway, Mary Lou does say good morning to everybody, wishes everybody a happy Friday, and asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. It's called Cadillac Style from Sammy Kershaw. Yeah.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
there we go. As we started off with Cadillac Style from Sammy Kershaw, followed on there another one that is liked by Mary Lou. She says she's dancing away in the queue in the line to see the doctor. Nice. So if you see Mary Lou dancing there and you happen to be in the doctor's, well, give her a wave. All right. Followed on the Marshall Tucker Band and Fire on the Mountain. Of course, the Marshall Tucker Band coming from a place called Spartanburg in South Carolina, and noted really for incorporating blues, country and jazz into an eclectic sound. And they helped, by the way, establish the southern rock genre. And that was back in the early 1970s. And the band, they reached the height of its commercial success, really, towards the end of that decade, around the end of the 1970s. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we're almost exactly 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mr. News at 8, got it again for you in about 16 minutes.
Run away.
And And there she goes, Claire McGuire, and You're Electric. Well, we were taking a little rummage around, seeing what stories of interest cheer you up a little bit you could find. Now, you've heard of pet cafes. I mean, Japan, they love these sort of cafes, cat cafes, don't they? Have lots of cats, things like that. About this one, a Malaysian reptile enthusiast. Yes, I think you probably guessed what's coming. Malaysian reptile enthusiast Yap Ming Yang hopes visitors to his pet-friendly cafe will learn to appreciate snakes and lizards as much as they do furrier creatures such as dogs and cats. Bearded dragons, leopard geckos and corn snakes are among the species resting in glass tanks stacked around Yap's cafe on the outskirts of Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. Species, he says, are commonly bred, in the country. Customers, including children, hold and pet the scaly animals while ordering drinks and food. People only care about furry animals, cats, dogs, but people always leave out reptiles and snakes, said Yap, who has a background in environmental science and is part of a community of Malaysians with an interest in herpetology. The study of reptiles. So I hope showing the public how interesting they are, we can cause them to take a or have a better outlook on reptiles and less loved animals. The Southeast Asian country, by the way, is rich in biodiversity, but always a major source for illegally trafficking wildlife. So bear that in mind. So yeah, I don't know about that. Put a sort of different slant on. Waiter, sorry, there's a snake in my soup. It's all a little bit fun, really, isn't it? What a great idea. Time on the Breakfast Show, nearly 10 minutes before 9. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan.
If I give up the seat I've been saving to some elderly lady, oh man, am I being a good boy? Am I your bride and joy? Mother, please, if you please, say I am. And if while in the course of my duty I perform an unfortunate tape, would you punish me so unbelievably so never again will I make that mistake? This feeling inside me could never deny me the right to be wrong if I choose. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. When I'm drinking my Bonaparte shandy, eating more than enough apple pies, will I glance at my screen and see real human beings starve to death right in front of my eyes? Nothing old, nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still won or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cause today, nothing right. This pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. Nothing good, nothing bad, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still born or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cost today, nothing rhymes.
Oh, there we go. Gilbert O'Sullivan and Nothing Rhymes. Now, just so quickly, here's another good news story for you. Anthony Perry, he's been hailed a hero for saving someone who fell off a platform onto transit train tracks in Chicago. The man was unconscious on the electrified rail. The guy didn't have control of his body, so I really felt like if I don't help him, who will help? Perry told USA Today. Everybody was just standing around recording, as we do these days. With the help of another commuter, the 20-year-old performed CPR as he waited for paramedics to arrive on the scene. The man, who was shocked by the electrified rail, was taken to hospital for treatment. Perry's life mostly went back to normal for about a day and a half before he received a call from Ellie Walker, founder of the anti-violence group I'm Telling Don't Shoot. Well, Walker pranked Perry by giving him a gas gift card first, knowing that the young man didn't have reliable transportation, before revealing the real surprise of a vehicle he'd purchased for him. We wanted to literally show our appreciation because we need more people like you. We need more Anthonys in the world, Walker told ABC 7 Chicago. The unexpected gift has made Perry's daily commute easier. It probably took him around 90 minutes to get to work on public transport. That's a nice story, isn't it? But I tell you what, you've got to be very careful because if somebody like that is on the live line, of course you can be electrocuted yourself if you're not careful how you touch him. So, yeah, great story. And what a nice gift he got, eh? Right, George Michael. This will take us up to the top of the hour. One more try. And the time is almost exactly 5 before the hour of 9 o'clock.
I've had enough of danger. People on the streets. I'm looking out for angels. Just trying to find some peace. I think it's time.
And there he is, George Michael, and One More Try. So sad, I always get sad when I play George Michael, such a great artist, and died so young, just at 53 on Christmas Day. I wonder what music we'd be playing of his now if he was still around. Anyway, don't forget, still to come on this morning's breakfast show, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin for what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And I don't know if there are many. I couldn't find many on today's birthday list. But if we can find any people born on this day, I'm sure we'll throw that in as well. Time right now on The Breakfast Show? Exactly. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
I'm
Brilliant. There we go. That's for Christopher this morning. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you, Christopher. He dropped me in a line, says, good morning, Jerry. Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. And could we please hear Baby Please Don't Go by the Them rendition? Of course, I think, well, it's the only one, to be quite honest, that I really know, because it was sort of around about my time. But of course, Baby Please Don't Go, it's a blues song that was popularized by the Delta blues musician, a guy called Big Joe Williams, back in 1935. Many cover versions followed, leading to its description of one of the most played, arranged and rearranged pieces in blues history. That was by the French music historian, Gerard Verzwaft. Anyway, there we go. That's the version there by Them. Irish group, by the way, coming from Ireland. And that was in the 1960s. That was in 1964. Jimmy Page, a studio guitarist at the time, participated in the recording session, possibly on rhythm guitar. And subsequently, Them's up-tempo rock arrangement also made it a rock standard as well as a blues standard. AC/DC and Aerosmith, of course, were also among the rock groups that have recorded the song. So thanks for that one, Christopher. It's the only version I really, really know to play that a lot back in 1964. Right. If there's one thing that we love, it's a Friday, isn't it? And the weekend starts here. And no better way than a trip where to? Well, to the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time on The Breakfast Show. And you're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM, 20 past 9.
Quiero volver al monte
And I'll tell you what, don't forget, Pedro Mandinga, their rums, well, they're the first artisanal rum here in Panama. The first rum in history, by the way, as well, made from Raspadora. And if you like happy hours, well, every day from the time they open until the time comes up to 6 o'clock, you got a happy hour. So do go along and check it out. Two options you've got there. You've got the one in Casco, just around the corner there from the Plaza Herrera, and also in Via Argentina, right across from the park there in Via Argentina. So do go along and check it all out. I know you're going to have a great time. I always do. But that's not difficult for me, really. Yes. Okay.
Mira mis manos, tiemblan así por ti. Sé que tiemblas por mí. Siento el encanto de una noche entre tus brazos. Ven y dame al fin de tu amor, de tu corazón, que ya es hora de ser feliz.
That's our that was Cassie on Hechizo, and that comes from Jim and Jerry Rivera there. And now also don't forget you can go and celebrate your birthday. That's at the Pedro Mandinga. They customize your experience for you, and all you got to do is direct message them to their Instagram account. That's at Pedro Mandinga. That's the Instagram account. Okay, at Pedro Mandinga. It's easy as that. And by the way, if you fancy a mixology class or you fancy a visit to the distillery, all you got to do is go along to the website, laranadorada.com, laranadorada.com, and you'll see all the options there that are available to you. So do go along and check it all out. Start your weekend off tonight on the right foot. Pop along to one of the Pedro Mandinga bars, all right? Still to come on this morning's breakfast show, we're going to be chatting with Yasmin to find out what, where and when you can be doing things over the next few days. And, of course, we're going to be trying to look for a couple of people who've got birthdays today in the world of music. And we found a couple.
I got
That was called Cream of the Crop and came from Status Quo. It is time to say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is. Fridays are always good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, what's great is that once I finish in about 25 minutes' time, not that I'm counting, I don't have to do anything for the rest of the day when it comes, but I do that on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So there's a plus and a negative side to it. So anyway, what were you up to yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went to Mac Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a new exhibition that was the opening called Genene.
Mm-hmm.
This is a photographic exhibition and talks about the importance of water at the Chagres River.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Uh-huh. And they also launched a photo book about the Chagres River,
mm-hmm,
that talks about how the construction of the canal has affected the indigenous community lives in that area,
mm-hmm,
which is something that not everybody thinks about,
no,
you know?
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I just realized that yesterday, because there were some people of the community there, some of the indigenous,
mm-hmm,
were there explaining everybody how this affected them.
Yeah,
it's really sad, you know.
Yeah, because they would have lost a lot, wouldn't they, because, mm-hmm, of the increase in the water height.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So this is very important to go there at Mac Museum and see this exhibition.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoyed it?
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I got some photos, nice photos.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, you're going to be able to see more on our Instagram account.
Oh, good, yeah. Mm-hmm. I must go and look.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anything, was there anything else yesterday that you were doing?
No, just that.
Relatively quiet for you then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. So what else is going on here?
Okay, let me tell you, for this weekend, there are a few events. Let me tell you, tomorrow at Parque Omar, it's going to be Adopt-A-Fest.
Oh, right,
this is organized,
mm-hmm,
by Greta Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be at the Domo of Parque Omar. It's totally free. And you can go there and adopt a new friend.
Oh,
it could be a
nice
cat or a dog.
Oh.
And, of course, they're going to have different activities. They're going to have a pet contest.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have live DJs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have dog shows, food, and so much more.
Oh, super.
And it starts... Let me see. Well, I cannot see the hour here. Ah, from 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
From 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Good.
At Parque Omar.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be probably, hopefully, a few lucky little dogs and pussycats tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody to live with.
Exactly. And also at Atrio Mall,
mm-hmm,
it's going to be tomorrow and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., this is about women, because, you know, this week, the whole week, we are celebrating International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have different activities at Atrio Mall in Costa del Este. They're going to have shows on stage. They're going to have orchids.
Oh, lovely.
Uh-huh. They're going to have talks. They're going to be selling books.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, programa El Casco Te Visita. Exhibitions. And a lot more, so everybody can go,
mm-hmm,
there. This is for the whole family, tomorrow and Sunday, Atrio Mall, Costa del Este.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And of course, tomorrow we got an invitation to go to Museo del Canal.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes, because, mm-hmm, they're going to have late nights. You know, now they open, they have these few nights,
mm-hmm,
during the month that, mm-hmm, they open very late at night, so people can go after work. So tomorrow is one of those events,
mm-hmm,
Museo del Canal al Casco Viejo, and everybody can go and enjoy. But let me tell you a little more,
mm-hmm,
what they're going to have there. Here, they're going to have Entre Nos, remember?
We interviewed them. Yes, yeah, Entre Nos. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there at 5 p.m.
I go the stick, hello.
Mm-hmm.
The sticker.
Yes. And DJ Paul Alexander... another band called Den Dale,
mm-hmm,
Raco Art, Momo Magallon Art also, and Elefante de Venus, they do theater plays,
mm-hmm,
so they're going to be there, and also Mago Austin, this is a magician, it's going to be there entertaining everybody. So you can go tomorrow from 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
until 11 p.m.
Wonderful.
And the donation is just $15.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you buy before, if you go tomorrow, it's going to be $20, the donation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go today then.
Yeah. So, do you want me to tell you who
is born? Yeah, let's do one of our born on this day, shall we?
Mm-hmm. The first one, Tom Scholz.
Uh-huh.
He was born in 1947, guitar, keyboards at Boston.
Mm-hmm.
In 1977, UK, a number 23 single, More Than a Feeling. In 1986, US number 1 single, Amanda. Boston has sold more than 75 million records worldwide, including 31 million albums in the United States, making them one of the world's best-selling artists.
Ah, incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Be nice, wouldn't it? But it'd be good if you got a dollar each one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Shall we record a record?
Yes, good idea.
People will pay us not to play it. More Than a Feeling from Boston. Than a Feeling from Boston. Right, guys, what else can we do?
Okay, also tomorrow at Frank's Place.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday they have live music, and tomorrow it's going to be New Elements.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be playing, mm-hmm. and this is pop, soul, and R&B.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Frank's Place at Costa del Este, and guess what?
What?
They are part of the Burger Week.
Oh, of course, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And they're going to have a great burger. The name is the Heist, H-E-I-S-T.
Oh, the heist.
The heist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's like when you rob something.
Ah, okay. At Frank's Place. And you can enjoy it for $16. Just that?
Yeah. I wonder if they're doing it already, because tomorrow... I go on Saturdays to Frank's with friends,
mm-hmm.
and we go and play a little bit of dice.
Mm.
And
you can try it.
If they got it, I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So you don't pay then?
Why?
Well, because it's like stealing, a heist. Is that you know when people when they sort of do a robbery, it's also referred to like as a heist.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't pay for the hamburger, I do a heist, run out the door.
Oh, okay. Because I saw, you know, they made a very nice video with HB.
Oh, yeah?
HB is there in the video, and he looks like very mysterious.
Oh, really?
But it's a very nice video, yeah.
Oh.
So, maybe, yeah, tomorrow you can try it, and you can also ask for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's included in the promo.
Oh, okay.
And also French fries.
Wow.
Well, they said bootlegger fries. I don't know what is that.
Probably stolen as well. Oh, have they got that? I should look forward to that.
Well, yes. Yes. Take photos and maybe a video.
Yes. Yeah, I look better than they'd be.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, he and I, because remember, you know, when we talked with Andreas,
mm-hmm.
and we were in a play called Berthold.
Oh, yes.
And I played the old man, mm-hmm. believe it or not. I don't know why they chose me to do that. And it was in like a sort of a home for old people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they did that. And because Andreas was the male nurse,
mm-hmm.
and HB was my son.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we see each other now, he's, you know, hi son, hi dad.
Aww, sweet.
So we acted together. It was good fun.
Yeah. Okay. Don't forget also the bingo.
Oh, right, yeah.
That it's by Caravana de Asistencia Social. Mm-hmm. It's going to be next Monday, right?
That's it.
Next Monday at 5 p.m. at Salón Las Perlas of Club Unión.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the donation is $40.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you can help Caravana de Asistencia Social.
Oh, that's great.
That's going to be awesome.
Excellent, yeah.
And also don't forget Boquete Jazz and Blues Festival. It's going to be from the 17th to the 19th of March.
Come round again. It's queer because it was, you know, it seemed... only just a couple of days ago we were talking with John mm-hmm. Wolf here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's been about 3 weeks, hasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
time is going quickly.
Yes, and you can get the tickets at meeventos.com.
Okay, mm-hmm. excellent. And Talitha, of course, won a couple of tickets.
Oh,
here.
Yes, she's going to be there.
Yeah, she'll be there.
We want to see some photos. And
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
That'll be good. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when we saw John.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the time? Do you know, it's not going to be long before I go on vacation, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Going early this year, we're going in May.
Mm-hmm.
So, that'd be nice. All good. Okay. Plenty of work to go before then. Anything else, or should we go to the next piece of music?
Yeah, let's continue with the other one. That is Bunny. How do you say?
Debarge.
Debarge.
Who calls their child Bunny? I mean, you know, Bunny.
He was born in 1955,
mm-hmm.
singer from American family group DeBarge,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1983 US number 17 single All This Love and the 1985 UK number 4 single Rhythm of the Night.
Start. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until the morning. music's playing, a celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set, a night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun, this ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
Dimash and Rhythm of the Night, and Bunny is no doubt in there somewhere, and a cat, and probably a dog or two.
Nice song.
Yeah. Oh, look, Lala, she's awake.
Oh yes.
Good morning, Lala. Hola.
She's hungry. Christina said.
Yeah, she's hungry. anything else in entertainment? Or
no, not all.
That's it. So, mm-hmm. What are you going to be doing today then?
Today we are going. Drink beer.
Well, it's a normal day then, really.
Not for me. So we're going to enjoy that.
Remind me, what time is that?
Six,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's on the Cinta Costera?
Exactly.
Okay.
Can we go walking? Or is too far?
No, I think I'm going to walk.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need the exercise.
Okay.
You're going to come here, then we walk together?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
So somebody can pick me up. All right, yes, I'll look forward to that.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
And anything else at the weekend special? Or?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to Museo del Canal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Sunday is to clean the house.
Oh, right. Okay.
Wash the car.
And wash the car?
Yeah, Lula love do a lot of things at home.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a busy day then.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you like coming here. Have a great weekend. I'll see you tonight then.
Thank you, yeah.
Lala is hungry, isn't she? Yeah, she's a hungry girl this morning. I won't be long, okay? I'll be there. All right, guys, see you later.
Bye, see you.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. By
get that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Say, play that Blink 182 song. That would beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
The Chainsmokers featuring Halsey there. By the way, time, we're just 7 minutes before the top of the hour. And by the way, that's just called Closer. This is called Little Things. Dave Perry taking us out of this morning's program.
Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one here. Little things that you do let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do. Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do.
That's it, yes, Dave Berry and Little Things. And as I said, that brings us to the end of this morning's program. So it's time for thank yous. Big thank you to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday, all about travel today. So there we go. She's going to go traveling tonight and having a good drink. wishing Ingrid a safe trip. And she'll be in touch with us while she's away, which is all rather nice. Big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio on Fridays for what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it, as well as a couple of artists that were born on this day in the world of music. My co-producer, Neil Danby, guess what? Tomorrow he's off. He's going back over to the UK, which is all rather a shame. He's been here a few months. He's gone extremely quickly. Good morning to Lala for just being there. I'm coming to feed you in a minute, don't worry. That's Lala the parrot. So also a big thank you to boys and girls, a group of guys who keep us up and running. To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. And remember, we'll be back with you Monday morning, 7 o'clock. So do join us then. Whatever you're going to be doing over the weekend, enjoy yourselves and do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing on Monday, 7 o'clock? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.